I refer to the written word of God as the living word. This is because it truly is alive. It will get inside of you and change you from the inside. It is this living word, as revealed by the Holy Spirit, that shows us our desperate condition and leads us to the Son of God, Christos. It is by the written word that we learn of Him, and we also learn of ourselves and exactly why it is that we are unfit to enter into the Holy of Holies, into the presence of the living God, whom we know of as our Heavenly Father, or our Father who art in heaven. He is light, and we are darkness. Turn on a light in a dark room, and take note of what happens to the darkness that surrounded you just moments before. The light simply destroys the darkness, as well as the power of darkness. Where the light lands, the darkness is quite simply vanquished. Also, take note of the fact that we were surrounded by numerous objects that were simply not visible to us before being revealed by the light. It was all there all along. And while we may grope around the room and feel that there are indeed unseen things and forces at play, it is simply not to be compared to the comprehension that comes from having the lights turned on. A similar effect takes place as our very dark and sinful selves come into the presence of His light. The closer you come into His light, the more you will realize just how full of darkness you really are. Because so few actually draw close enough to realize the utter state of ruin in darkness in which they exist, there are not many who can tell you firsthand what it is like to be fully enveloped in fear, quickly approaching terror, as the all-consuming fire, which is our God, begins to shake us down to our very foundations, as the darkness within becomes all the darker when contrasted with His light. It is the living Word which first makes us aware of such things, it acting as a warning of what is soon enough to come. For one will also soon enough realize just how powerful a hold the forces of darkness have upon us. We being not just inclined towards sin, but rather being horribly in love with it. Yes, just like the moth that insists on flying into the flame, no matter how many times you try to deflect it from its self-willed path to utter destruction. All will deny that such is the case, as they beat their little moth wings faster and faster, as they work and strive harder and harder to fly directly into the flame. That will most assuredly be their undoing, such that whenever you see or hear anyone acting as if they are such a friend of God, you should be highly suspect. I have to laugh within myself as I watch people pretend that the Holy Spirit is in the room as they collectively raise their hands toward the sky. I say this because they are clearly lacking that one essential that will most assuredly be present, the thing that made Isaiah fall as dead while crying out, "I am a man of unclean lips." And the same force that caused John to fall as dead upon seeing the heavenly throne room. I would dare say that these two are far more godly than any person or group which pretends that the Spirit of God has entered their little cultic center. That is to say, where's the fear? Where's the terror? If John had it while being full of the Holy Ghost, then why do these not have it? Do you suppose there just may be something totally phony about all of this? The written, living Word of God exposing their madness for just exactly what it is. The written Word, by revelation given through the Holy Spirit, leads us to Christ, and Christ leads us to the Father. Notice that there is no need for idle speculation, as is found amongst the numerous purveyors of would-be religiosity. No need to try to figure out what is happening or what to do about it, it being all plainly written out for all to see. It being so obvious that numerous false religions and belief systems are required to cause confusion and to deflect and distract. Persons pretending as if the plain statements of Holy Writ are somehow too difficult to understand, they having turned the simplicity which is in Christ and into Christ, into some grand, complex mystery, the meaning of which can only be ascertained by a select few. They even created numerous writings and false doctrines which they hold up alongside the true and actual written Word of God, as being somehow on an equal footing with it. And then let the confusion begin in earnest, as all waste their time coming up with ways it can or may be, rather than using their very short time on this earth practicing what the Holy Scriptures so plainly teach. That is, let your sin find you out. Then acknowledge it, seek forgiveness, and change our course of action. The real meaning of repentance, metanoia. Coming before the Father through our High Priest Jesus, while seeking mystical union with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's it. Couldn't get much simpler than that. Our ability to see the unseen becoming more advanced and profound as engrafted faith based on experience of living for and with our Heavenly Creator, Father. He becoming more real to us the more we dedicate ourselves to His service, and the more we learn to live our faith on a day-to-day basis. Not blind faith, but living faith. This being why one must be so suspicious of men. They will take the simplicity and put it out of reach, as they will most assuredly put the yoke of the law back upon you, so that they may enslave you by use of misdirection and pretended knowledge, thereby turning what should be clear as day into an unfathomable mystery. misleading and misdirecting with numerous carnal concerns and methods. One need only look to the Pharisees of Jesus' day, as well as the Judaizers, soon enough followed by the so-called Talmudic sages and their Romanist papist children. One writing a whole series of new books full of idle speculation, while the other creates the legalistic mumbo-jumbo system, complete with worship of the Queen of Heaven, Astarte, with her new name of Mary, Queen of Heaven. Remembering that anti means primarily to be in place of, one must ask oneself whether these systems are created to replace the system which is expounded in the prophets and the New Testament, thereby becoming anti-Christ, as in place of Christ. The system of the Father crying out to us, "Come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow." Not because the law has been annulled, but because it has been fulfilled to the letter by Christos, who has become our atonement, which means a covering, our sins having been covered by his precious blood, just as was seen on the Day of Atonement, as the high priest entered the Holy of Holies and poured blood on the mercy seat of the ark, as the angels of heaven spread their wings over the lid of the ark, inside containing the tables of the law, Aaron's rod that budded, and a pot of manna that does not decay. The law, the works of man, and the miracles of God, all combining together as a symbol of our lives. Just as one cannot see through the blood, which is acting as the type of the spilling of the precious blood of Messiah, so the Father does not see your filthy, sinful self through the blood which was so selflessly shed on Golgotha. Yes, the law has been fulfilled. No need to go back under its yoke. For now, all who have been cleansed by his blood are free in Christ. Not as a license to do evil, but as a way to make it so that we have only one need and desire, which is to be more like him. The law of expedience replacing the law of Moses, as it were. My concern now being what I can do to come into closer mystical union with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit by obedience and faithfulness unto him.